Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
What's up, Pam?
Yeah, but...
Of course, Pam. It's always Pam.
Because Phil doesn't turn the ringer off. Yes, I'm blaming him.
That's because I don't miss calls when they come in.
You know, they say,
yeah, but I can hear it
this
on
is
the
Donald
air
Trump
all the time.
Calling the show.
She always went downhill.
Okay, good point.
All right.
But if you ever hear doo 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 when we're on the air, it's the booking phone in here.
Phil.
Not Pam.
The booking phone.
Not Pam. She just spoke of herself in the third person.
She did.
About a phone that rang just now that was definitely her, but me.
Right, but I typically...
All right, so this is the Chaz and AJ Week in Review.
It's Phil's fault!
Already in progress, apparently.
I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Don't fight, okay?
Pam's over there.
Hello.
Phil's over there.
Yep.
I had a good time on the show this week with the... how fast you went from, hello, my name is, to fucking someone.
I'm impressed how fast it went for some people.
It's all fantasy stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
It's just... It's, you know, like right out of the script of a good porn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we never asked how good looking these people that they're running across, because maybe you're an Adonis and that person's a pig. If that's an easy score right there.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
Has that
happened to you?
Oh, yeah. If I wanted to pick up an ugly chick, boom, no problem. Quick. Done. Yeah.
Boom, no problem.
Right.
Quick.
But if you have standards.
Right, so you'd be having sex with a girl in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You could have sex with an ugly girl.
Oh, yeah. If I picked
that you just met 5 minutes ago.
An end of the nighter? Yeah, of course.
Very confident.
A lot of these stories weren't end of the nighters.
No, I know.
On an airplane.
Which made me think.
On an airplane. They met eyes.
These were good looking people or
he
an info
switched
convention.
Seats, sitting with her. Then they're in the bathroom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right after takeoff. As soon as the air. Like the
seatbelt thing came off.
Right. Boom. Let's go.
Exactly.
Okay, let's go.
Right. That's where Fly United came from. Yeah.
I just love the stories. I think it should be a regular feature.
I think it should be a movie.
Because I think that it would be a long time before we ran the well dry.
Right. Exactly.
No intended. The story that I liked on the second day was the guy who went, and we never got him on the phone, from New Canaan.
Yeah.
He was installing a motion detector.
Right.
And the girl, and Phil luckily talked like during the screening process, got this information.
Right.
So he's in there on a ladder and she walks in the room and says, do you find me attractive? And like minutes later, they're fucking in the kitchen.
Exactly. Ugh. Exactly. And you know, the fact is installing a motion detector just sounds like out of like Playboy.
Yeah.
You know, or Penthouse.
Right. And I picture her in like a button down shirt. Like she knew a guy was coming.
Right.
She got dressed for it.
Right.
And it wasn't like dressed to go out. It was dressed like around the house sexy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like I'm picturing a button-down shirt.
Right.
Right? Pair of cut-off jeans.
Exactly. Right. And a motion detector, not like installing a bidet or something, you know?
But that would be an interesting twist.
A bidet.
Oh, those water fountains, sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a couple, but out of respect for Jennifer, I didn't want to tell them on the air.
Gotcha. Oh.
Yeah.
I did get a message from someone that we know that sent over a story.
What?
That I didn't share with you guys because I didn't know if we should mention it on the air or not.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but this person sent it to me.
All right. Who is it?
I can't say. I won't say.
Can you allude?
It's a real story?
It's a real story.
From someone we know.
Someone we know.
In this room?
No.
And they sent a story about?
A story about someone they met.
Oh, well, let's hear the story.
All right, hold on. I got to log into the Facebook.
You said log in. That's funny. Log in.
Yeah, so I didn't want to tell my stories on the air because then I'd have to listen to Jennifer's stories when I got home.
Exactly.
Oh, she would tell you?
If it didn't
I think so.
If it didn't involve somebody, I could have a million stories.
Look, I know we all have a past, and, you know, with the person you are at 18 is different when you're 28 or 38.
Yeah.
48.
Okay. Right, I see AJ's trying to look at the name, so I'm blocking it.
Yeah, you covered, you puss bag.
That's not fair that you get to know, but we don't get to know.
They sent me the message.
I ain't gonna say shit. Come on.
Okay.
All right, let's listen to
They said not to tell.
Listen to the story.
All right.
Is it male or female?
I won't say. I'm giving them as much privacy as possible.
No, you have to say male or female.
All right, see if you can figure it out after I tell you the story.
Okay.
All right. Was working in New Jersey about 15 years ago, bartending, serving on a Saturday night. About midnight, a wedding party came in. And this person was introduced to one of the bridesmaids. Her name was Jillian. She had a butterfly tattoo on her ass, one wing on each cheek, which you could make fly when, you know.
Or you farted.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, during the night, they're talking about each other, and about 1:45, this person says, I'd love to take you out sometime. Her response was, yeah, that's great, but I'm still going to be waking up alone tomorrow. They said, well, we could change that. 20 minutes later, they're in the room together. It was amazing. Only saw her once afterwards, unfortunately.
Why you shit at, Pam?
Yeah, so sounds like a dude. And,
it has to be a dude, or chick.
Yeah.
That's really cool, though.
Sounds like a dude. And the person was a bartender?
It just sounded like a very large butterfly tattoo.
Yeah, it sounds very big.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to picture to make it, if the butterfly like went down the crack.
To me, that's exactly what I'm picturing.
Was it Mothra?
Yeah.
To me, that's, you know, that's not the essence of what makes this phone subject great. Because you go to a bar, it feels like when you go to a bar, chances are you're going to meet someone.
There's alcohol, yeah.
And like it happens to a lot of people. You have a one-nighter, you met in a bar. Next thing you know, you're waking up and doing the, you know.
Harzel Mambo?
Yeah, well, you're getting your fucking clothes on the, off
right,
the floor.
Right, doing a walk of shame. Mm-hmm.
Walking out of a strange apartment.
Right.
But it's the things like the airplane.
Yeah.
The you're going over to fix a house, to do some service work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did kind of.
It's those stories, like the guy who went to a Monday. Family party, kids are running around.
Right.
The girl immediately waves him over.
Right. Into the woods.
And yeah.
And she, boom, they're right out into the woods.
Yeah. And it wasn't a cousin.
Well, we hope.
I love the armored truck guy.
Exactly.
Another one.
Right?
That could have been a setup.
All he did was walk into the building. She gave her number to the other guy in the truck and was like, when he comes back out, you make sure he mm-hmm. gets this.
But honestly, how dumb are you? Because that could have been a total setup. You're getting robbed, you know?
Right.
You have a pretty chick over here. You're taking right. care of over there. Next thing you know, they knock over the other guy and yep. they walk over the money.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. And we did talk about that on air. Like, you know. He's getting laid in the car.
Right.
Right. And then there's like criminals running down the street with bags of money.
Exactly. Explain that one to the boss.
Yeah.
That guy's thought was, well, that's his problem. Because if it was the other way around, you're going to tell me he wouldn't be doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wrong deposit. Come on. Wrong deposit, guy.
Shows how easy it is for women.
Oh, but I want to do that every week until, you know, we go to the phones and there's just no one there.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What else happened this week? All right. So McGill is on his way to Florida right now.
Yeah, if you'll be mm-hmm. in Florida.
You know, it's a big deal
like a
to
hurricane.
Leave, you know, Owen is six now.
Yeah.
It's a big deal to pull your only child away from his grandparents.
Yeah.
I did this.
Yeah.
Young Chaz was one. And I remember the whole family gathered in my front yard as we pulled out with the U-Haul truck.
That's tough.
Oh, it was really, really tough.
Yeah.
But I had a fucking job, right?
Right.
McGill is going out there without a job.
That's McGill, though.
He does have a job interview
but that's interview. Not the same.
But okay. I will say, though, to his defense, he submitted for this job interview, and they called him and were like, hey, can you come in tomorrow? And he's like, I'm still in Connecticut. So they're interested. They wouldn't have called him and asked him to come in that quickly.
Or the worst practical joke in the world.
Okay, but I think he said it was $10 an hour. So it's like a job you can get. At Wendy's.
Yeah, you're flipping burgers.
McDonald's.
$15 in New York now.
Right, and not working so hard.
Better than $0 an hour. There's also no water moccasins at Wendy's or McDonald's.
Yeah, and there's been a theme Rousley. With him since the beginning of time. It's like he's always this close to getting a job.
Very close,
you know?
Yeah, right.
And I'm struggling with this with young Chaz. You know, he's 23. He has a degree in fine arts, which is toilet paper.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
Nice toilet paper.
It's nice toilet paper.
Well decorated.
He's very talented, and he's a very hard worker, and he's planning on moving out to California. He's saving up every penny that he can, but he's going to be going out there without a job. And I'm like, Chaz, you got to get a job.
Right.
You got to have money coming in the second you get out there, because it's all going out. So we're having a conversation last night, right?
Right.
Now, this is a move he's been planning for a while.
Yeah.
We remember.
Yeah.
Like a year ago.
At least.
And the three W's.
I said, you know much money you're going to need to get into a place. You need first month, last month, and security deposit. He's like, what?
Oops. Oh, no.
I'm like, really?
Oops.
You don't know this already?
What?
You need 3 months to get into a place.
You do.
It's your first month's rent. It's your last month's rent. It's a security deposit.
Of course, yeah.
He's like, what's the last month's rent? I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God.
See, this is why you don't do this. 2,000 miles away.
No.
You do it 3 miles away.
Exactly.
So when shit goes wrong, your parents can come over and help you out a little bit.
And I did.
Like, that's what I did with my first place.
Back
wasn't
in the day.
Great.
Yep. Same here.
So I said, look, Chaz, we got to go on the air. We got to start talking about this.
Right.
You're not going to like what I'm saying, but you know.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I'm always going to be your father. I'm always going to have an opinion. I don't expect you to listen to it.
Right.
I don't expect you to take my advice, but I expect you to listen to it.
Right.
And we were talking about this a little bit off the air. I was telling you about my friend Mike, who I think is a little like Chaz in that they just do these things and like everyone's like, I'll figure it all out later.
Yeah.
And I don't live my life that way either, but it just seems to work out for these people sometimes. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
My buddy Mike bought a one-way ticket to Thailand, just woke up on a whim, AJ, woke up and was like, I'm going to Thailand in 2 weeks. Bought a ticket, had no return date, flies out there, winds up working at a hostel like a mile and a half from the airport where he landed. And as people were coming into the hostel, he was asking about like interesting places in Thailand, wound up in Chiang Mai working for like, I don't even know, like some kind of like school, like halfway house kind of thing. And then became a professor of English at the University of Chiang Mai, teaching 250 person like auditoriums.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And he lived out there for 9 months, and it's some of the best months he's ever had of his life.
That doesn't happen to everybody.
It doesn't. No. It doesn't.
No. Not everyone can pull it off.
But I would
not
never even attempt to do
not
it.
Not everyone could get off their job.
I'd end up being me.
Or have enough money saved to do that.
But you even said, Chaz, about your son, when he started doing this art thing, like everybody's got like their little thing set up. Nobody's making money. He's selling t-shirts. He's selling hats. He's handing out business cards. He's savvy in a way that just comes to him very naturally. I don't know if I'm as worried as you are, but I'm also not his father. Yeah. But I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the universe just works out for him.
And he's good at meeting people, too.
Excellent at that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. No, he was the kid who we would go to a karate demonstration or whatever, right? And everybody's out on the floor doing stuff. And I'll see him over in the corner. I'm like, I don't even know what's going on over there. The next thing you know, he's on the front page of the local newspaper doing a karate kick. You know what I mean? Like he's just like, it was always, you know, he got into art and then, you know, a year later he's on stage at Carnegie Hall accepting a silver medal in a national art competition.
The kid's good, man.
So yeah, I know he'll be great, but like, man, you got to figure out this apartment shit.
A little coaching's not bad.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. What else? AJ's getting surgery tomorrow.
Yep.
Yep. I'm going to get my, they have the, every year I do the walk a mile in a shoes thing.
AJ,
the
heels. Not that.
It's
not that. You're having chick surgery.
Yeah, because,
which is from walking in high heels your whole life. You don't get
not
that
whole
from
life.
Walking in high heels.
The last 7 years. I've never worn
my
high heels before.
My ex-wife had this done when she was in her 40s from wearing heels her whole life.
Only 1 foot. Yeah. But that's the last
it's
7 years.
It's not from this one event you did like 4 times in your life.
I did 7 years in a row. A mile in shoes that should not have been worn by a guy ever.
Okay. Yeah.
There are other events, though.
And then I did a couple of events also. Yes,
couple?
Granted, I did once a year.
I've been with you for 19 years. I've seen you dressed as a woman.
I did the toy drive 4 years as a woman, as a Yala, and a couple of
probably
people.
60 times.
And then a couple of times we did some goofy stuff as well. But
Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The
multiple times.
The nurse was the last one.
There are times we're talking about shit on the air, and you'll be like, I'll dress as a woman. We're like,
because
I don't even know where that came from.
Going for the comedy thing here, folks.
Right.
We had Lauren DiNardo put you in a wedding dress.
Yep.
Right.
When you dressed up like Susan Boyle, you could have just put on a wig
and who was
put on the heels.
And whose idea was that? That was not my idea to be Madonna.
You were recently at a car show dressed up as a woman.
That's right.
That was the Smoking
It's always someone else's idea.
That was a Smoking the Bandit thing. Yep.
Yeah.
I was Frog.
Right. No, we know all this.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's not from walking.
It's all of that.
In this one event for 7 years in a row.
It's all of that.
Yeah. It's that you do it a lot. Which,
yeah, well, not anymore, obviously, because I can't do it anymore.
Is there anything you want to talk about with that?
So I'm getting my foot operated on. Thank you very much for your fucking concern here.
Well, you kept getting those shots. I'm gonna, Mick, you told you shouldn't do it more than twice.
I'm gonna have that bone. I'm going to put in your sandwich.
That's the only place you're putting that bone.
Trust me, sweetheart, you don't need a bone.
I don't know what that means.
You need a gyna. Need a gyna.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so Pam sends me this text yesterday.
Oh, good Lord, now what?
Phone
I'm
subject
hungry.
Idea.
I farted what?
Oh.
First time you farted in front of...
Your partner.
Right.
Oh, because of the thing you posted on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what did you post?
So I posted, there was this little meme, and it was like I have to look it up, but it was something like, the first kiss isn't the most important milestone in a relationship. It's the first fart. So then I noticed that people were like putting up some stories and comments, and I was like, oh, well, This could be like
really,
a funny.
They remember it?
Yeah. And like how like awkward it was. And I remember a couple of my like first farts in
your
front of people.
Hits.
I'm like, I'm sure you guys remember your first farts. Like,
I don't remember the first one. No.
Really? In front of Jennifer?
In front of Jennifer, no.
Oh.
I'll do it now for comedic, but I space them out by long periods of time. So it's funny. It's not like that's gross.
It's not every single time. Yeah. Plus your house
now, like three times a day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. My house does echo.
Yeah.
Like my ex, I think it was like maybe a couple weeks into the relationship, which is long. And I farted and I didn't mean to. It was like, it just kind of came out and we were in bed.
Was it during a laugh or you were rolling over? Or?
I think we were just like, yeah, we were like watching TV and laughing at something and it just came out.
Like,
and I didn't know what to do. So I decided to be funny about it and I Dutch ovened him. So I grabbed the blankets and I pulled it over our heads. I don't know. This is like my first reaction.
That's class, huh?
Yeah, it is.
That sounds pretty hot. So you had a lot of stories. People were leaving
people,
stories.
I don't remember. I have to look at the Facebook page because I, you know, have the worst memory ever and I can't remember specific stories. But I remember thinking like, oh, people
are
like responding.
People are responding.
To
this. This could be something.
I mean, I definitely remember mine and our relationship.
Oh, yeah. You have a good story.
You guys have a competition, don't you?
Well, I mean, we fart in front of each other constantly.
Like American Idol.
It's like a big part of like why
battles.
We're so compatible. We
can do battles.
Right.
Yeah,
like it's like a sing-off.
Yeah.
Like a wrap-off.
Right?
Take it.
Right.
Well, the game now is to try to get the person's face as close to that area as possible without them knowing what's about to happen.
With the mouth open, yeah.
Oh,
oh, like your shoes untied. They're sitting down, and then you walk over. Boy.
Right.
So, like, we're going to a wedding tomorrow, and she just got a pedicure. And, like, last night, she was like, oh, look at my pedicure. What do you think? And I'm, like, looking at her toes, and it's just... And I was like, come on!
Oh, my God.
But the first time, her family has a beach house up in Old Lyme, and we were on the beach, and we were up there for the 4th of July. And this one was unintentional. So we had, like, a big night of, like, drinking and, like, barbecuing with her friends, Robin and Lisa.
Yeah.
So we wake up early. We're having bagels. We're about to walk down to the beach. And her friends had walked inside and she was just standing next to me. And I just kind of like, as a joke, just went boop and like poked her on the stomach. And it just like involuntarily just went boop. And she just like to look at me like, you didn't just hear that. And I just start dying laughing.
It's so good.
It was like I honked a car horn. It was just like.
That's awesome.
Then did you have fun yesterday, Phil, with your family photo?
Well, you know, I hate photo day.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday or the day before?
It was Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So I hate photo day. I'm sure you know that, but you may be surprised to learn that I am not the person in my family that hates photo day the most.
Who does?
It's not possible.
That would be my sister, JoJo.
Really?
So you know, they arrange you and you just sort of have to like, you know, just be like, all right, I'll hold this stupid pose because like,
forever.
You, I guess, know what you're doing. So we're all arranged. He's walking away. He goes behind the camera. He goes, all right. And JoJo just goes, I don't like how I'm standing. Nice. and walked away.
And
we're like, oh, come on. So now, you know, it's like, it's already an hour long ordeal. And now every time, like, you go to, like, walk away or, like, add more fucking time to it, like, I want to kill you because I hate this just as
much. Right. You just want it to be over at this point. Mm-hmm. And now additional time.
So he started, like, making jokes where she was getting, like, I'm the same side of your humor as you are. So, like, he was, like, teasing her. We're all laughing to, like, this is awkward. And she's just fuming, just fucking mad. So, like, everybody's. Like pose, like ready to go. Be like, okay, just waiting on JoJo to smile. We're like, oh, come on! It's taking forever.
That's
poker bellies. What happened?
That should be some great photos, especially if he clicked the fucking thing right after she was like, "I don't like this pose."
Exactly. Just like one person raging, everybody else is smiling.
Yeah.
At one point, he arranged her, and then like steps back, and he's looking at the camera. He's doing the thing where he's looking through the camera, looking over the camera, looking through the camera, looking over the camera, and she just goes, "What are we looking at?" And he goes, I don't know if I like how you're posed. She goes, well, you posed me this way. So he goes, what if you like put your hand on your hip like this? She goes, I don't stand like that ever. I won't do it. So
I would have been so pissed. I'd be like, just fucking do it.
So he also asked us like through email, like for all of us to wear dark clothing with jeans. And she goes, I also don't like that we look like the fucking Addams Family. He was just so mad.
So angry.
That would have been hysterical to video.
Oh, yeah.
It would have.
Yeah.
Any moment. Yep.
We were definitely laughing about it afterwards,
though.
That's
awesome.
All right. So that's the Week in Review podcast. Thank you for listening. Still some tickets left. They're selling very fast.
Yeah.
Record numbers here for the Chaz and AJ Monsters Ball.
Going quick.
October 29th. It's a Saturday night, so you have all day to prepare.
Yeah.
$1,000 cash contest. Did you just fart?
No.
For the best prize. I heard Phil over there.
I said, woo!
Oh, gotcha. And yeah, and you'll eat, dance, have a great time, maybe win $1,000.
All good.
Hang out with us. We have a fucking blast.
We do.
All for under $15 a head.
Look at that.
Motherfucker! So,
Motherfucker! Go to ChazandAJInTheMorning.com for tickets. Thanks for listening to the Week in Review podcast. Thank you very much. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Peace out.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.